Return to Hebrews chapter 11. Book of Hebrews and chapter 11. I want to really continue what we've been speaking on last Lord's Day. In the verse 27, the end of that verse, it said of Moses, "For he endured as seeing him who is invisible." We want to speak about the secret of endurance. How did Moses do it? Well, let's look to the Lord, and we pray the Lord to bless us around his word this morning. Our Father in heaven, we thank you we can come and to praise thee. And Lord, to sing with all our heart. We read there in the book of Exodus, when Moses brought the people through the Red Sea, and they're all safe, they said, Moses sang unto the Lord. We thank you we can praise thee for the great things that the Lord has done for all of us, even in this place. The blessings that has bestowed upon us, Lord. We thank you for all these things. We pray that I be with us around thy word, and we pray for help. We pray, Lord, the word will come with power. It'll be a word of season to your hearts of your people. And we'll be able to say, if we've been singing all the way, my Savior leads me. Give us help now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. For he endured the seeing him who was invisible. And last week we looked at Moses, this great servant of the Lord. How about his endurance? About the summary of his problems. Because the Bible tells us why he lived here on this earth. He had many problems. He had many trials and he had many troubles. You can think about the hostility that he had to face. The king, King Pharaoh says, I will not let the people go. Pharaoh says to Moses, I will take away your life. And so Moses had this problem of facing King Pharaoh. Then there were his enemies. Then there were his family came against him. Then of course there was hostility from the congregations. And there were many things against Moses. As he sought to follow Christ, as he sought to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, he had many problems to endure. And yet the Bible tells us he did endure them. All the difficulties, all the problems, all the trials, he endured. And child of God, there's times we sing it is not an easy road that leads to heaven. There are many trials, there are many troubles that will come before every child of God. The Bible talks about the day of trouble, and there's a time coming in your family, in your life, in my family, and in my life, we will have a day of trouble. It comes to everyone. How will you face that day of trouble? How do we face our trials? How will we endure them? Because Moses endured them. God tells us he endured them. He endured the hostility. He endured the iniquity of the sinful people. We notice how they broke his heart, the congregation. The ones that he loved, the ones that he wanted them to love God and to follow God, and he exhorted them, I want you to love God with all your heart. But when he looked at them, they didn't love God with all their heart at all. They made the golden calf, they slandered him, they had unbelief in their heart, so much so that Moses and the people were told to stay in the wilderness for 40 years. Could you imagine that? About to go into the promised land. They're turned back, not just for a day, not just for a week, but God says, you'll stay in this wilderness for 40 years. I tell you, that would attest to my patience. It would attest the patience of many people. What he endured. He endured it. Talked about his activity in the service. Labored day and night for the welfare of this people. Many burdens was placed upon him. Many pressures was placed upon Moses. And when any problems arose, as you and I learned last week, they ran straight to Moses. They ran to Moses for help. And you know, it tells us that he prayed for the people. What burdens, what problems Moses, the man of God, had to face. And we ask the question, why is it he did not quit? Why was it that his heart was not filled with despair? Why was it he did not lose his faith? How did Moses endure? What was the secret of his strength? The secret of his power? He saw, it says here, him who was invisible. He saw God. That is how he could face all the problems, all the difficulties. It tells us, for he endured. How did he do it? As seeing him who is invisible. This was the secret of his power. He saw God. This is true of the Lord, of course. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 17, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. There it tells us about God. And a wonderful truth it tells us. It tells us God's invisible. You know, I meet with people and so do you, and they say, well, where is God? Where is God? Show me God. Well, I can't show you God. Why? Because he's invisible. But that doesn't mean he's not there. We can see the proof and the marks of God. Creation, Christians, Christ has come into the world, and we have the Word of God. And so you say to me, Noah, show me God. I can take you outside. I can show you the mountains. I can show you the sun. I can show you the sky. I can say you can see the handiwork of God, but we can't see him because he's invisible. And that's how Moses endured. He saw God, the secret of his power. I want us to think of three sights Moses had of God that helped him to endure. Moses had a saving sight of God. He saw the God of heaven, this great God, was his Lord and his Savior. If you look how this verse 27 begins, it says, by faith. That's how it begins. Now, it ends. It says, he endured to see in him who was invisible. But it begins, by faith. Now, where does a person's faith begin? Where did Moses' faith begin? I'll tell you where it began. It begins where everybody's true saving faith begins. It begins with Jesus Christ. Moses' faith began with Christ. Now, in Hebrews chapter 12, just over a page, it says in the middle of that verse, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And then it says this, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, the beginner of our faith. Where does faith begin? To whom does it begin? Does it begin in a church? Does it begin in a creed? No, according to the Bible, faith begins in Jesus Christ. And Moses' faith began with the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw God's love in Jesus Christ. He saw the great truth of that verse in John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, doesn't matter who it is, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but of everlasting life. And Moses' faith began with Jesus Christ. He saw God's love in Christ. He saw God punishing sin in Christ. Do you not think of that great episode in Numbers chapter 21 when the people were falling down, they were dying, they were bitten by serpents, they had disobeyed God, they had rebelled against the Lord? And what did God say to Moses? He says to them to make a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And we know that story well. We know how Moses put the serpent up onto the pole, and the cry went out, look, look and live. They shall be worse Christ than that. Well, the Lord Jesus spoke about that in John 3. It says in John 3 verse 14, remember, Christ said these words, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he brings this symbol, the symbolic teaching here of the serpent of brass upon the pole. As Moses did this, the Son of Man must be lifted up. I will go to the cross. I will die for sin. I will be punished by my Father in heaven. And the people come to me and they'll look and they will live forever and ever. Moses had a saving faith in God. He saw that God loved them in Christ, and God punished Christ. Remember all the typical sacrifices that were given to Moses and his people. You read Leviticus chapter, the book of Leviticus, you will see there are many sacrifices, many offerings, burnt offerings. You read how they put their hand upon the head of offerings, how the blood was to be shed and the blood was to be sprinkled. What was all of this? This was a picture of Christ. God was showing the people in picture form that the Son of God would come and go to the cross, and he would die for sin. And so when Moses gave these laws and he saw the sacrifices all being done by the high priest, then he realized this is a picture of Christ dying upon the cross. And he saw these things, and he saw salvation through the blood of the Lamb, you see. He had a saving faith in God, you see. He had a sight of God as his Savior. The great verse, of course, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And the Apostle Paul had the same sight. He saw that God was where? In Christ. Reconciling the world even on to himself. You see, Moses had a saving sight of God. He saw that Christ was a Savior, and he trusted him. Now you see further proof of this in the verse 16, or verse 26 in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 verse 26 talks about Moses and his faith. And it says, in esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto recompense of the reward. It talks about here the reproach of Christ. He knew all about Christ. He knew what he was doing. He knew when he turned his back on Egypt and on the treasures and the pleasures there of the palace, he gave it all up. The treasures and the riches. He says, give me Christ. Give me Christ. I want Christ to be my Savior. I know I'll suffer reproach. I know I'll suffer trials. I know I'll suffer troubles, but give me Christ. You see, he had his eye upon Christ. The Bible not say, look unto me, and be ye saved all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Look to me, says God. Trust me. Look to me, and you'll be saved. Moses had done this. Moses had looked. The eye of faith was given to Moses. He saw his sin. He saw he would be lost for all eternity without Christ. He looked to Christ who would come, die upon the cross, and shed his blood. And he was washed in the blood of a lamb. And he endured because he had a saving faith in Christ. He saw God as his Savior. How can you and I endure all the trials? Maybe, child of God, you feel like giving up. Maybe you feel perhaps you've had enough. How can you endure seeing God who is invisible? Keep your eyes on Christ. We thank God that by faith we have seen Christ dying for us. He loved us, the Bible says. He says, I lay down my life for the sheep. He has shed his blood for you and I, child of God, in this meeting. He has forgiven us for all of our sins. Every sin is washed away in the crimson blood. We have been forgiven. He is coming for us. One day the skies will open and we will be with Christ. And in this world we have a great Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. How can you and I endure by seeing him? He was invisible. I can't show you Christ today. We haven't seen him yet. But by the eye of faith, we have seen him. We have seen our need of him. One day, our eyes were opened. And we saw our sin. And saw that we were lost without him. And we saw that he loved us. And he went to the cross. And he bled and died. And we saw that if we come to him, he would save us. He would give us everlasting life. And we came to Christ. And he saved us. And he has given us everlasting life. So we can endure. We can get strength by the saving look to Christ. Knowing that we are forgiven. That we have everlasting life. The hymn says, ever since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. And that is true to every one of us.
That day our eyes were opened. And we saw him who loved us. We saw our need and we came and we trusted him. And you and I can endure. This will help us to endure. We have a Savior. Isn't that a wonderful thing? We have a Savior, child of God, this morning. What about you, unconverted person in this meeting? You have never looked to Christ for salvation. Never had your eyes open. Never had your heart open to receive him. And today finds you in God's house in darkness, in sin. One day you'll lose your soul for all eternity. You need a Savior. You need Christ to be your Savior. And Moses here endured. He had a saving sight of God. He looked, and he was saved. He could endure. And child of God, remember, you have the saving sight of God in Christ, my Savior. But Moses also, can I say, had a sovereign sight of God, because seeing him who is invisible. Moses saw the God of heaven and all his sovereignty and all his power. In Deuteronomy 3, verse 24, he says, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. Now think of this. He's talking here of what God had done for him. God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. And he says, for what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? And he's really struck with marvel what he sees here by faith. Now remember, it's by faith he sees us. His eyes have been opened. He sees God. He sees God who is invisible. And he says, God, there is none like thee in heaven or in this earth. By thy mighty hand, thou art all powerful. He saw the sovereignty of God in his person. Remember Moses out in the wilderness, looking after the sheep. Quiet day. Every day was just as usual. And then it tells us he sees a sight. He sees a bush and it's burning with fire, but not consumed. And we read here in Exodus chapter 3 how he runs to this bush, how he comes to it, and he stands in this bush, and the Bible tells us, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. God appears in the bush, in the fire. And there is Moses with his shoes taken off his feet, and he's standing before God. And he sees the sovereignty of God in his person. I am that I am. I am the great and the mighty God. And he saw this. And I want to say to you, child of God, he never forgot it. He never forgot what he saw. God is the I am. Matthew Henry says the greatest and best man in the world must say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. But God says absolutely, and it is more than any creature, man or angel can say, I am that I am. God is the eternal God. That's why Moses said in Deuteronomy 33 and verse 27, the eternal God is thy refuge. And he saw the sovereignty of God in his person. He saw that his God was everlasting. God's eternal. He's an everlasting God. He saw also a powerful God, the sovereignty of God in his power. What a glorious sight Moses had of the sovereign power of God. We read over in the book of Exodus chapter 14, and the children of Israel and Moses were in great trouble. They had escaped, of course, here, the land of Egypt. And the Bible tells us when they came out that Pharaoh and his men followed them. Could you imagine the fear that gripped the heart of Moses and the children of Israel when they looked back and they saw Pharaoh and all his soldiers that were chasing Moses and his people. They were coming after them to put them to death. It says in verse 10 of Exodus 14, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. Behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, oh, do you see this multitude of people? They seem to be hemmed in on every side. The sea is before them. Pharaoh and his soldiers are behind. There seems no hope for Moses. There seems no hope for the people. And they cry unto God. And I tell you this, God heard them. And you can read what happened. Moses actually said to the people in verse 13, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Here's a man in all of his circumstances and all of his troubles. He could see God. He says, "Fear not. You're going to see what happens." Now you know the passage, what happened. A great wind was sent from God and the sea departed, and the children of Israel passed through on dry land. Then Pharaoh and the soldiers who sought to follow him into the sea were engulfed in the waves of the sea and faced certain death. But I'll tell this to you this morning, Moses saw God in all of his sovereignty. He had a sovereign sight of God. He never forgot what he saw. He was about to face death. He was about to face destruction, and he cried unto God, and God heard him. God delivered him. You see, he had the sovereign sight of the powerful God who rolled away the sea. And he never forgot the power of his God. This helped him to endure, you see. Martin Luther wrote to the Prime Minister one time in Germany. He says, "I have lately seen a miracle." He says, "I looked out of the window at the stars in God's whole heavenly dome. I nowhere saw any pillars where the masters had placed such a dome. Still stands fast." Isn't that amazing? He looked out at creation. He saw the stars and all that night. He says, "I have just seen a miracle. It's all up there. It all stands. There's no pillars underneath holding it all up." But you know what Luther saw? He saw God. He saw God, you see. This mighty, sovereign, powerful God. Moses had a sovereign sight of God. He saw his power as well. He saw his presence. Because in Exodus 3 verse 18, and God is speaking to Moses. And he says to him, "The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us." Moses was to say this, "And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God." And God is saying to Moses, "Get to Pharaoh and tell him, we're going to go out into the wilderness, and we're going to sacrifice to the Lord our God." That's the first mention in the Bible of that term, our God. That's the first mention of it in the Bible. Our God. Moses is getting this message from the Lord. He has said him, "Get into Pharaoh." But remember this, the Lord our God, God is with you. And Moses, he endured, you see, because he knew that no matter what happened, that God was with him. God was with his people. He was by their side. Now, as I had said, he could not see him because he is invisible. But that didn't mean God wasn't there. Because he was there. Moses knew this. He knew this. When he went out and he looked around him, he could see by faith that God was with him. The invisible God, the almighty God of heaven and earth was with him. That's why he could say to the people in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." See, he's preaching what he believed in his heart. He's saying to the people, "Fear not about these enemies. God is with you. He goes before you. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." See, he saw God. He saw God was with him. And oh, child of God, can I say to you today, how can you endure? You have to have a sovereign sight of God. He is Lord, he is King. Remember that. That has not changed from the days of Moses. God could say to Moses, "Out of that burning bush I am that I am," and there's none like him. He is the eternal God. He is a mighty God. He is all powerful. He is with his people. That has never changed. God is the unchangeable God. And He's with you. He's with you in all your troubles. He's with you in all your trials. Just look for Him. It's the eye of faith. That's what Moses had. He had the eye of faith. He saw Him who was invisible. And God was with him. And in these circumstances dictated that this would not be so, but that did not take away from the fact. He endured, you see, as I said last week, he had all the problems and all the difficulties. But he saw God. And get your eyes of your circumstances. Get your eyes of your trouble and get them up to the sovereign God of heaven. This will help you endure. This is the secret of His power, you see. He saw the sovereignty of God in His person, and he saw the sovereignty of God in His providence. Now, Moses walked by what? By faith. And not by sight. And I say to you, when troubles beset him, and they did beset him, and greatly, and continually beset him, he traced them to the providence of God. He saw them all through the eyes of faith. And he could say of all of his circumstances, like Abraham's servant, in Genesis 24, verse 27, I, being in the way, the Lord led me. Didn't matter what happened. Didn't matter what problem came before him. He saw God. God is the God of providence. God is the one who orders our events. He overrules all for His glory. And everything is under His control. Moses saw this. He says in Deuteronomy 1 verse 30 to the people, the Lord your God which goeth before you. He shall fight for you according to all that He did for you in Egypt before your eyes. He went in the way before you. And I want you to notice here these words, before you, in the pathway that you're walking, in the way that you're being led. Remember this, he says, God, this is God's way. This is His pathway. You see, he, by the eyes of faith, he saw the sovereignty of God and His providence. The way may be difficult. The way may be dark. The way may be dangerous. But he saw God. He put his eyes on the Lord, you see. This helped him to endure. I, being in the way, the Lord has led me. Remember Joseph? In Genesis 45, verse 5, he had troubles. He was separated from his family. He was sold as a slave. He was lied against. And yet it tells us in Genesis 45 and verse 5, he said to his brethren, now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me thither. And here's what he said. For God did send me before you to preserve life. He traced all his calamities and all of his troubles. He traced them back to the hand of God. And he saw God just like Moses. He endured all of this, and Joseph did endure great troubles. But how did he endure them? He saw Him who is invisible. He had a sight of a sovereign God of heaven. Child of God, how can you and I endure? How can you endure your trials? God's a God of providence. He is over everything. And things do happen that bring great distress. And I am not denying that to the children of God. We do have our problems. We do have our troubles. But you know, if you look in your troubles, you'll find God. He's a God of providence. I read of a man called Dr. Moon of Brighton, England. A great doctor. He became ill and he became totally blind. He lost his sight. At the beginning there was constant rebellion against the Lord. What's all my powers worth now, he says? Why am I shut up here and the whole world is shut out from me? But then he began to ask himself the question, if it was possible that he might help blind men to read the Word of God. And while his own eyes were sightless, he invented a system called the Moon System Alphabet. And this man invented. It's went out into about 20 different countries 3 to 4 million blind people all over the world are reading the Word of God in their native tongues because Dr. Moon's eyes became blind under the providence of God. What did this man do? He traced it back to God. Lost his sight. Terrible. No doubt. But you know, he looked. He looked. He saw God. What can I do for God? And he, by the power of God and the help of the Lord, he invented the moon system, alphabet. Gone out all over the world. People are reading the Bible just by touch. Because he was blind. You see, we too can endure when you see the hand of God. Look, look, look into your troubles. Look into your trials. God's not been learning your lessons that you need to be learned. But you'll see Him. You'll see Him. It says in Ephesians 2 verse 10, "For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus on the good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." God's ordained our pathways. See that? See that God has ordained everything about us. See that all things work together for good to them that love God. The psalmist said tremendous words in Psalm 31 verse 15, "My times are in thy hands." And notice what he said, "My times are in thy hands." Not just my good times, the times that make me happy. Lord, they're all in thy hands. But the bad times, the difficult times, he says, "My times are in thy hands." You see, he had a sovereign sight of God. And child of God, how can you endure? How can you bear the trials? How can you bear the troubles? Well, see God. Look to God. Say, "Lord, you've led me this way. I will walk this way. Thou art with me," as we have noticed. Thou art a powerful God. There's nothing too hard for thee. Thou art with me, Lord. Thou art a God of providence. Just help me to follow and to look to thee. You see, Moses had a sovereign sight of God. He traced it all back to the hand of God. Then Moses had a steadfast sight of God. But listen to what our text says. He endured as seeing him who was invisible. It does not say that he saw God, and he did see him. But seeing him, it's a continuous action here. You know, every day he saw God. In the good times, and there were good times no doubt in the life of Moses, he saw God. In the difficult times, when the clouds came over, you see, he had this steadfast sight of God, seeing him even in times of darkness. He saw God. What does Psalmist say? Psalmist said in Psalm 16 verse 8, I notice these words, and it'd be good to put them into action in your own heart and life, child of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 16, verse 8, "I have set the Lord always before me." I have set the Lord always before me. Now, not tremendous, simple lesson. What are you doing? You have set your troubles before you. Every day you rise, the troubles are set before you. You walk through all day, your trials and troubles are set before you. You go to bed at night, you set your troubles and all before you. But don't do that. "I set the Lord always," he said, "before me." That's a different picture altogether. That should help you, child of God, this morning, in your times of darkness, in your times of trouble, to set the Lord before you. That is how Moses endured. Here's the secret of his power. He endured, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. He had a steadfast sight of God. And that is the secret of his power. And that's the secret for you and I. How can we keep going on? Well, Hebrews 12 verse 2. Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. A steadfast look. Looking every morning you rise. Throughout the day. Throughout the night. Throughout your troubles. Whatever it may be. A steadfast sight of God, looking unto Jesus. That's the secret. And maybe you admit this morning, child of God, you haven't been doing this. You've been looking at others, looking at their circumstances, looking at their problems, and you feel weak, and you feel about to give up. Well, that's your answer this morning. You haven't been looking to God. You haven't been trusting the Lord. Get back to that place. I set the Lord always before me. Maybe you're all saved, as I said earlier on in our sermon. And you said, well, I don't see God. Augustine was once one time faced by a heathen. A heathen person came up to them and he showed him his idol. And the heathen man said to Augustine, here is my God. They showed him this statue, whatever it was. And he says to Augustine, where is thine? And Augustine replied, I cannot show you my God. Not because there is no God to show you, but because you have no eyes to see him. And that was a marvelous speech. Not because I have no God to show you, but you have no eyes to see him. And that maybe three or some in the meeting this morning said, I don't believe in God or anything about him. And he said, because I don't see him. But you know what the problem is? You have no eyes to see him. You're in darkness. And you are in sin. And you need to, as it says in the Bible, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. You look to Christ. You ask God to open your eyes. You ask God to show you the truths about himself and the Word. God will do that. Look and live. Look and be saved if you're all converted here this morning. Only Christ can save you and take away your sin. Not a church or yourself, but Christ. But for God's people, he endured a seeing him who was invisible. Keep your eyes upon Christ. And he will give you the strength to endure and to live for him. And to face the difficulties, the problems that lie ahead. But there's the secret of his power. He endured a seeing him who was invisible. Look for God. And he will help you at this time. We'll sing a couple of verses. 260. 260, verse 1 and verse 3. 260, from page 281. O soul, are you weary and troubled? And then it says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Now look full in his wonderful face. We'll sing verse 1 and the verse 3, and we'll stand to sing 260. Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence and for your help and for your word. And we pray it's been a word of encouragement to some of your people, even to all of your people, even here this day, to turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in this wonderful face. We do pray for thy blessing be upon all the congregation. We pray you'll take us to our homes in safety. And you watch over us throughout this Lord's day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.